Why is a tombstone erected over the grave of a deceased? According to scholars, this practice dates back to biblical times. When Rachel died on the road to Bethlehem, Jacob set up a pillar upon her grave. There are several other reasons given for the erection of a tombstone. First, it is considered a symbol of respect for the deceased. Second, it marks a place that Kohanim should avoid. Kohanim, according to biblical law, are rendered impure if they come in contact with the dead. Third, it is an indication to all relatives and friends who want to visit the grave that this is the place of burial of the deceased. There is a theory among scholars that the first tombstones were erected in the Middle Ages, when many people believed in ghosts. A grave was promptly filled with earth so as to contain the ghost of the deceased, who might otherwise harm his enemies. The tombstone was originally employed for the same purpose. Later, the tombstone took on new meaning and began to reflect affection for the deceased. The erection of a tombstone is not mandatory. Why does one usually wait 12 months before erecting a monument over the grave of a deceased? Most authorities agree that a monument, or matseva in Hebrew, may be erected at any time, even immediately after Shiva. The reason usually given for waiting a full year is that since the deceased is well remembered for the first year after death, when family members say Kaddish for him or her, there is no need to erect a tombstone as an additional reminder. A more practical reason for waiting a year before erecting a monument is to give the earth a chance to settle, preventing the heavy tombstone from sinking into the ground. Why is it recommended that the tombstone selected be simple and inexpensive? Expensive stones are considered ostentatious. Scholars urge that headstones be very simple to reinforce these words from the book of Proverbs. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is maker of them all. Some people in Orthodox circles believe that an ostentatious tombstone undermines belief in the coming of the Messiah and the resurrection of the dead. Why do some tombstones have two hands engraved on them and others a cup or a laver? Graves of a Kohen often have...